His Chicon stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio, and a story out of the Millerton News after numerous discussions, revisions, and public hearings over the course of a number of years. The Amenia Zoning Board of Appeals voted unanimously to deny the Kent Hollow Mine Appeal at its meeting on June 17th. Located at 341 South Amenia Road, County Route 2, Kent Hollow submitted a mining permit application to the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation in February of 2017 with the intention of operating a sand and gravel mine. The year before, Kent Hollow submitted an application to the town of Amenia to increase its mining operations, but withdraw that application shortly after. It was submitted for the application on February 2017. The mine received a notice of violation and an order to remedy later than spring when Amenia Code Enforcement Officer Mike Seglican determined that the site was in violation of two sections of the town's zoning code. That happened in May of 2017. Full story in the Millerton News. The Northeast Community Center Summer Lunchbox Program is held weekdays except July 4th, beginning July 1st through August 1st from 11:30 in the morning till 12:30 at the Northeast Millerton Library on Main Street. The lunches are free. Any child up to the age of 18 can take part in the program. Lunches must be eaten at the library. Adults can purchase a meal for $4. No registration is required. Adult supervision is required for children under the age of 10. Coming up in Cornwall tonight at 4:30, a discussion on Homer's Odyssey at the Cornwall Library, and also at 7 o'clock at Cornwall Consolidated School tonight, water septic meeting information. Let Them Eat Cake 2019 happens tonight, 5:30 to 7:30, at the Sharon Historical Society. Cocktails and a live auction from 6:15 to 7:15. It's at 18 Main Street in Sharon. Once again, it begins at 5:30, runs till 7:30. Tickets or more information at 860-364-5688. Sharon United Methodist Church will again hold a tag sale in the church basement on Saturday from 9 till 3. They had such leftover from the first tag sale, they decided to drastically reduce their prices. Most stuff half off. Come and get a bargain and help the church. The Northeast Millerton Library and the Irondale Schoolhouse are teaming up for an event coming up on Saturday from 11 until noon. Everybody should meet at the library at 75 Main Street at 11 on Saturday, where you can saunter down to the Irondale Schoolhouse by the Harlem Valley Rail Trail for stories and cookies. No registration is required. All ages and abilities are welcome. The Millbrook Library welcomes singer-songwriter Megan Prifkin on Saturday at 2 p.m. Public is invited to listen to her storytelling, country, and gospel performance. The library located at 3 Friendly Lane. A reception for the artists taking part in the annual Kent Center School Alumni Day art exhibit will be on Saturday from 3 till 5 at the Kent Memorial Library Gallery, 32 North Main Street. The exhibit features the work of 13 former students at the school. There are 55 pieces of work in a variety of mediums that will be on display from 10 till 3 at the grounds on Connecticut Antique Machinery Association, Kent Cornwall Road. The exhibit will close after 3 p.m. and artists will be taking their work with them when the reception ends. More information at 860-927-3761 or kentmemoriallibrary.org. On Saturday from 6:30 till 8:30 in the evening, you can explore your creative side with Sharon Audubon Center and Berkshire Paint and Sip. You're invited to a relaxing social evening up close with a magnificent bird of prey. Participants will learn to paint the center's resident red-tailed hawk on 16 by 20 canvas as she poses live. You can capture the bird of beauty in your own masterpiece as you follow Berkshire Paint and Sip instructor Michelle Iglesias stroke by stroke as you sip, socialize, and support Sharon Audubon. Adults and older children welcome. $38 per person includes all painting materials, snacks, and a donation to the Sharon Audubon Center. Participants wishing to sip must provide their own drinks. It's a BYOB. You don't have to be an artist to join the fund. For more information, 413-205-8346. Bidwell House Museum, Art School Road, Monterey invites you to their second annual Open Mic Festival on Sunday, 12 noon till 4 p.m. Lucky Five will be performing live to round out the day's activities. Now also on Sunday, the Sunday evening concert continue on the North Deck at the Canaan Depot, One Railroad Plaza in North Canaan. The guest artist this Sunday, Jeannie Romeo. That's Sunday from 5:30 till 6:30. Now in the case of rain, this concert will be held inside the Great Falls Brewing Company. It's presented by the Cranford Club to promote a sense of community and goodwill. It's every Sunday, these concerts, 5:30 to 6:30 in June, July, and August. By the way, it's free, but tips for the musicians are always appreciated. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, SalisburyBank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 12.60 to 26,524.22 yesterday. NASDAQ starts off today at 7967.76 and the S&P 500 at 2924.80. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.